All right. Let me take a swig of my beer.
You take a swig of your beer.
When I went to pick my beer up today, I saw some new one that was there.
Beer or like the soda stuff?
The hard root beer, but it was in cans. It was a new company I'd never heard of before.
AIW?
No. I didn't get a chance because I was like in a hurry. I'm like, I got to grab my stuff. I got to go because we were running late with, you know, seeing my brother and everything else like that. This is Longbox Heroes After Dark episode 122, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just throwing that out there. Todd and Joe on the ones and the twos.
I think I understand that. Right.
It's an old radio term. It's a little more obscure than when we say, like, we have to sweep the quarter hour with certain stories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But there's a million things, of course, that we have to go over with this. But I was afraid to get something new on a rush. You know what I mean?
Why would it be better if you got it new, like when you had that spare time, or?
Well, yes, and if I had a backup, you know, if I had more time, and I had at least one more of what I normally drink at home.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You were going to get that and nothing else, and then right. If you didn't like it, you were stuck.
Right.
Gotcha.
Buying two, you know, servings of beer at one time is just crazy talk.
Is that the problem, is right. What it is?
Yes.
Mm. You should go to the Yajnovka store. That's where the money is.
That's what I hear from last week's episode. I attempt to name the episode titles things that no one understands.
Oh, good. Then it's most things that, you know, for me, I don't understand much in these days.
Or that are difficult to, like, Google.
Right. Oh, the old difficult, or on, because Bing is, you can get anything. Right. So it's difficult on Google only.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. Because we want that precious Bing, you know, check coming in. We don't want to screw that up.
Right. So, I have questions for you, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
From your Twitter, which is usually a place where we mine things from. And, of course, discussion of a rare, non-at-the-comic-book-shop get together between you and I.
True.
In public, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So, you had a tweet that said, well, that bit me in the ass. Is that something we could talk about?
It was snow-laden. It was cleaning up snow. Mm. And it was one of those, just basically, it has to do with the help that I was afforded that maybe came from the church my father visits, you know, after work every day.
Okay.
If you know the bar.
I get you.
And they showed up and it was one of those, the snow would need to be cleaned up and everybody had to go home. They're like, all I need to do is finish this today. And it won't freeze overnight and turn to ice, and we'll have to chip it the next day. And everybody's like, we're done. So when I did that tweet in the morning, I came out, yep, it's all frozen. it was all slush the night before. Could have moved it. Now it's frozen to the ground. So that's basically what happened. Boring story, I know.
No, well, listen. This is most people get to get their subtweets not questioned, their cryptic tweets not analyzed. That's what this show is. And I implore you to do the same. If there is a cryptic tweet or 18 of mine that you would like explanation of, then by all means, ask away.
I got most of mine at our private get-together, right. our big Perkins brouhaha.
Denny's,
so.
How dare you.
Danny, hey, Thing Sauce. I'm still thinking about the Thing Sauce.
That was all. That was way back there. That was another time.
Yes, that was a different place.
This is totally shtick piracy, big time.
Somebody was using a phrase that I use. It's the one that you won't even understand. But yeah, I was like, hey, that's my phrase.
They were lately. I and now I'll say this. I stole your catchphrase of ladling your warmth this week in the private Marvel Puzzle Quest chat.
Mm-hmm.
And the few people that listen to the show in the chat popped mm-hmm. for it, that I was stealing your thing.
I love when, you know, my stuff makes people pop.
Right. And one of the bigger gun players in the thing was like, because our alliance in Marvel Puzzle Quest is named Longbox Heroes. This wasn't my doing. This was Brian who initially named it this. Remember Studebaker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Studebaker.
Remember when he was proud of this show?
Yes. So how quickly they turn.
So proud that he named our alliance in Marvel Puzzle Quest after it. Anyway, mm-hmm. so he names it that. And then somebody, one of our big guns who plays was like, oh man, you know, the other sister alliance, they have like their own shirts and everything else for Puzzle Warriors. We need our own. So I just send him a tweet to the link for our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I go, here you go. The shirts are already made. That's me. And if you want to pretend the other guy is you, by all means, go for it.
I'm the chameleon.
And he responds, why do you already have this shirt made? And uh-oh. I said, well, I go, it's for the podcast that I've been doing for the better part of the last 6 years that our alliance is named after. To which he responds, you have a podcast? Getting him in there.
That's what I always say. We have a podcast? Right.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so is your toaster still working? Your Big Lots toaster?
Yes, I mostly bought that for the Blizzard.
Right.
The Blizzard of 2017. I bought that toaster because I knew I wouldn't be able to get out and get my bagels in the morning and sit and have bagel, you know, my bagel breakfast. I knew everything was going to be shut down here for 2 days at least. I knew it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go big. I wasn't buying an $80 toaster. I was like, I'll go get a $14 toaster. I went up Big Lots and I got it. And I went and I bought bagels to get me through the 2 days so I could watch Doctor Who in the morning and watch and eat my bagel. And it basically worked, but it's a very shitty toaster.
Right.
In that it doesn't toast evenly. It blasts it with heat wherever it considers it needs. So it's not the best, but it got me through the blizzard.
Oh, so it has like a sensor or something in it?
No, no sensor. It's just you got the setting from 1 to 7 for some reason. I don't know why it has it to 7. 7 is just seems awkward to me. It should be 5 or 10, right?
Right.
But it's got 7.
Or at the very least like a picture of a piece of bread with different levels of darkness on it.
Right, at least. But this actually has 7 settings, 6 numbers, and a random design for the 7th?
You need to tweet pictures of this toaster at some point. So I see, who's the name brand on this toaster?
Sunbeam.
Now, Sunbeam makes a good a decent product. I'm not going to say a good product.
Well, it makes the best bread in the world.
Right.
That's my bread of choice.
Now, everybody in the house is still up, so this may rattle the cage of someone, but I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So, the blizzard is coming.
Mm-hmm.
I have work until 6 o'clock. By the time I get home from work with traffic and everything, it's almost 7. Blizzard is coming. Friends of ours who live in upstate New York, unrelated to blizzards, had windstorms that were so bad that they lost power. Different state, 4 hours away, different weather anomaly. But because of this, April was convinced we were going to lose power from the snowstorm.
Did you have to go buy a generator?
No. Even stranger. I have in my car, I guess what would be called like a jump box. But it's like a Swiss Army knife jump box. It can, you know, it could jump the car if I needed to. It has a thing to inflate the tires. It has all sorts of crazy stuff in it, right?
It's like a big MacGyver tool.
Right. Like a Jive James Bond type of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that also has in there, besides a USB, is also a car, like, cigarette adapter. We had to go and get something that would plug into that, the cigarette adapter part, so we can then plug something into that, say, like a heater or something.
Like your phones for to power them up for emergencies.
Something like that. Well, no, we don't need it for the phones because it has a USB gimmick.
Oh, that's true.
Right. So that thing cost us like $46.
And oh, my.
It is still in the package. And I said, we should return this. And April said, you never know when it'll come back in. And I said, I'll return it.
Did you dip into the PayPal money for that?
No.
Because I figured that would be something shady you would do. Like, make the show pay for my storm lights.
Right. So then, I guess, Todd left his house over the weekend. Almost as shocking as me leaving the house. Mm-hmm. But Todd left the house for the same reason I did, which was for professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's pump the brakes.
Go ahead.
I didn't leave the house for wrestling so much as the after party. Do you know what I'm saying? Let's not be like, oh, I missed a wrestling fan. It was like, oh, there's some wrestling going on. I'll go and see some of it and then go out to dinner afterwards for that sweet, sweet Old Forge pizza.
Right, that and by the time... go ahead. So, yeah, that was the enticement that there was going to be Old Forge pizza.
Mm-hmm. It tasted a lot like breakfast, but anyway.
Anyway. So I was booked, which rarely happens, for an independent wrestling show to do commentary locally. Within 5 minutes from where I work, because of the snow piles, it ended up being 10 minutes.
Ooh. Rough commute.
Right, exactly. So, we go. I go to the show. And the show, much like... I am spoiled when it comes to independent wrestling. In that, I work for Chikara. They run a tight ship. I work for AIW. They run a tight ship. A couple other promotions that I've worked for, one time off or whatever, run a tight ship. These guys, it was their first show. The building where they were running the show has done wrestling there before, so they were aware, they were accustomed, they were ready to do what have you. But the show ends up starting a half hour late. The show is 11 matches altogether. And the show doesn't end up getting over until all the pizza places in town are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the worst part about the whole thing. The show was great, had a good time, got to see a lot of people that I usually have to travel 2 to 6 hours for, and this time they had to travel to see me.
Right.
Right.
And Wiccaphase was there.
Oh, that's right. Are we not allowed to say his real name?
We could, I guess. I don't know. Adam.
Right.
We'll just say Adam.
Right. So, world famous... master of the skinny jeans. it was nice to see him there, and I'm glad that he has wild hair now, like a hippie of some kind.
He's a musician, mm-hmm. and he totally understands starting late.
Most musicians I see have no hair, Todd.
True, but musicians have what I call musician time.
Ah.
Which is it was a sore point for some people I know. But it would be like, oh, the show's starting. Like, what time does your show start? 8 o'clock. All right, I'll be there for 9 so I can have a half hour worth of drinks before the show starts.
And I was also shocked to learn that our neck of the woods, northeastern PA, has Uber.
Yes, it does. I was so upset Wiccaphase didn't come out to eat with us. I invited him, and he was like, oh, I gotta go. My Uber's on the way.
He missed out, man.
Screw you. Screw you, Uber boy. And like I said, my app is Hench. That's the one I use.
So, Todd, myself, and my friend Mike, Mike Falcone, Mike versus Philly on Twitter, big wrestling guy, he came to Philly all the way... But he's originally from here, like the Wilkes-Barre area, and he works in Philly, lives in Philly, but he still has family and everything here, so he made like a weekend of it to go like visit friends and family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Perkins, where our waitress was convinced that there were three Ultimate Warriors at one point, because we were loudly talking about wrestling as we had just come from a wrestling event.
Mm-hmm. As my eyes glazed over. But
it was a fun night.
It was. Other than the tater tots and ham, everything was good.
Right. Well, there's no accounting for taste.
Monster. Who gets a breakfast with, instead of hash browns, you get tater tots? The tater tots were a delight when I did sample them.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have tater tots with breakfast. And then he didn't get sausage or bacon. He went with the ham, and I was like, no.
And it was like weird diced ham or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, I don't know.
So, Todd, this is something that you probably are aware of, as our waitress was also aficionado of breakfast potatoes, specifically the ones of the local competing Burger King.
Right.
Where she claimed that they had tater tots, but they call them hash browns.
Okay.
But they don't have tater tots. They have hash browns.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to go back and scold her?
No. So here's the thing. We were there late at night. We were there well past midnight. When you go to a diner, whether it be a chain-type diner like your Denny's or your Perkins or what have you, or a real diner that's open like late night, and you want to get potatoes that are not French fries, never, ever get anything other than hash browns. Like, actual, like, diced potatoes on a grill hash browns. Because those are things that cannot just be laying around. Those are things, like, the potatoes themselves may have been laying around, but they were not cooked, laying around, and then warmed up.
Okay.
Much like those tater tots were, much like any of the other breakfast potatoes that we would have gotten or had the choice of getting. Actual diced up potato hash browns need to be made somewhat fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an eating tip for those of you out there. If you go to a place like that, just like if you go to a fast food joint and you want to make sure that your fries are fresh,
say no salt.
No salt. Because then they have to make a fresh batch, and then you could put the salt on them yourself. I like to put the salt on them right in front of them.
Kind of a big F you, like
be like a real big dick.
Now, I had a friend who told me that, who worked in a fast food place.
Right.
And he was like, you know what we just do?
Right.
We just re-dip the fries that have salt on them.
That's
the risk you run?
Okay. That is the risk you run on drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go there live and in person, more times than not, you can see the fryers. And you could see that you could see whether or not they put fresh ones in or just re-dipped old fries.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
Because they keep that fryer right where you could see it, usually. Right. Like where the burger building's in the back, but.
Right. Oh, and another burger, if you're a burger person at a fast food place, always say that you want it well done.
And they'll warm it?
they'll at least make you at least take a patty and kind of give it like a little bit of a hot, you won't get one that's been under the hot lamps. You'll get one that was in like the little hopper thing that keeps them much more fresh.
Got ya. Look at you spilling all the secrets.
Listen, nobody cares about my wrestling secrets anymore. I got to spill all the fast food secrets.
I care about your wrestling secrets for about 10 seconds, and then
I kind of zone out. Did you know McDonald's, the filet of fish and the apple pie are the same item, they just prepare them differently?
That's a fact I did not know.
That is one of my favorite jokes from a David Letterman top 10. I must have heard that 25 years ago, and when I heard it, I must have laughed so hard. And then like a year later, I started working at McDonald's, and I would tell the newbies that just to mess with their heads.
I had a friend who worked at an Arby's who
they're dead now.
They are dead now. Who told new who had somebody tell him early on in his training that don't, like, if somebody orders this, like a dessert, don't give them a spoon because the company's hurting. and we don't want to, you know, give away free, only if they ask for one. And it wasn't true. It was just he was messing with them. And that guy told the next guy who he trained, and it became a thing at that Arby's.
That you only got a spoon if you asked for it?
Right, because to save on money, because the company was hurting.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep. I never worked in fast food. I got a lot of free food from fast food, though.
Yeah.
I had friends who did, who worked there, but I never worked in fast food. It was always too high, you know, too smart for me and too fast-paced.
Now, there's one other thing. I've probably mentioned this on the show, and I do want to use this as an opportunity for me to complain about my my newest thing that I hate the most about podcasts.
Okay.
Okay. So the newest thing that I hate the most about podcasts is when people are getting ready to tell a story and then wonder aloud to no one, have we told this on the show before? And then they decide not to tell the story that they haven't told on the show before.
Okay.
Makes me very mad.
You know what I have to do from now? I have to work that in more.
Right.
So did I tell this story about the time that I told the story on the show?
Like, as an example, here's this story that I'm going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
My burger that I would make for myself as an employee of McDonald's is, it would be all freshly made patties. It would be 1/4-pounder patty. 2 regular patties and 5 pieces of breakfast bacon.
Oh my goodness. Was there any, like, were you a ketchup, secret sauce man?
A little bit of ketchup.
Okay.
Let's not go crazy.
Right. Well, I don't know. Maybe some mayo and ketchup. I don't know.
Disgusting.
Oh, mayo is fantastic. It's made me the man I am today, mayo.
You owe your physique to its triple bleached goo.
Yes. Oh, my milky skin gets its color from the mayo I
right.
eat.
So, the last thing that we need to do here, Todd, is talk about the next Gallifrey birds.
Woohoo! Roman numeral 3.
Right, Roman numeral number 3. And I will go first.
Okay.
With my choice for what Todd will be watching. And the match, or the event that he will be watching, will be World Championship Wrestling's event from 1992, entitled Wrestle War. Headlined by War Games, Destroy or Be Destroyed, as the Dangerous Alliance takes on Sting's Squadron.
Kabuki Man?
No, what?
That guy Kabuki Man. He wears the Kabuki makeup.
Are you talking about Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD?
Yes, I am.
Why would he be in Sting's Squadron? This doesn't make any sense.
No. I think some guy I know who makes fun of wrestling calls Crow Sting Kabuki Man.
Oh, this isn't Crow Sting, Todd.
Oh, is this...
This is 1992. This is Dayglow...
Ultimate Warrior Sting.
Flat Top Sting.
Ah, okay. I don't know. I don't know when he changed up. I don't know when the makeup...
The Sting probably that matters.
Probably the Crow movie. Is that when it changed?
It was around that time. It was actually, as wrestling typically is on the pulse of things, it was approximately 2.5 years after the Crow movie.
Gotcha. I understand now.
So that is the event that Todd will be watching.
Right. And Joe will be watching a third Doctor story.
I'm out.
Called, you're out? Called Terror of the Autons.
Automatons? That's right. Now, is that what you're attempting to say?
No, it's the Autons. Don't worry about it. It's the Autons. Not the Blorgons, the Autons.
Oh, but boy.
It's the It is the beginning of a new season. His third Doctor gets a new companion in Joe Grant, a friend, Captain Yates. He's working for UNIT at this time, which is a government agency that, you know, hunts down, you know, alien threats and stuff like that, because the Time Lords have taken away his knowledge of time travel. So he's stuck on Earth for a few years, and it's the classic villain shows up, who would, you know, be around forever after that. One of my favorite little stories, and I think you'll probably enjoy it, question mark?
That's encouraging.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. I don't know you anymore.
You don't know what sort of individual I am?
No, you've changed so much since I first met you.
I'm of suspect something or other.
Yes. You're the super adaptoid.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we will see how this goes. And, yeah, I will watch that as I watch, like, 3 documentaries this weekend, Todd. Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. What were they?
I had all the time in the world. Okay. The first one that I watched, the exact title of it. I want to make sure that I get it correct.
Was it You Sniffing Into the Microphone? Is that the name of it?
No. It is titled Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, The Story of the National Lampoon.
Oh my goodness.
Specifically, the National Lampoon magazine. As I, through my father, as a far too young person, had National Lampoon magazines as a young man growing up.
I didn't even know there was a National Lampoon's magazine for years.
Okay.
I mean, I found out about it, like, in my 20s.
Oh, okay.
So I never saw one. I've never even seen a copy.
Okay. I don't know where they are. They probably got lost in several moves, which is sad, because it's not that, like, they would be worth anything. They might be, who knows. But, like, just for nostalgia's purposes, you know?
Sentimental value.
Sentimental value, right. But that was a very good documentary. The other one that I watched was called I Am Big Bird, The Carol Spinney Story.
I know all those things.
So. Okay. Carol Spinney, who is the Muppeteer behind not only Big Bird, but also Oscar the Grouch.
Awesome, awesome Muppet Oscar. I understand Oscar.
Right. It was, there was Oscar stuff in there, but it was mostly about Big Bird, how Big Bird became like the Muppet on Sesame Street before Elmo ruined everything. They don't say that in the magazine, or the magazine, in the documentary, but it's highly insinuated.
Really? Are you joking?
Toward the end, they kind of, like, they're kind of like, well, you know, the show changed and it became a little bit more geared toward preschoolers in, you know, less of a way than we handled topics. And, you know, they were, like, very diplomatic about the way of, like, Elmo's for dumb kids.
Yep. They basically, they buried them. They buried Elmo diplomatically.
Right. Because they still work for the company, right?
That's right.
And then lastly, the one that I watched was called Tickled.
Oh my, that sounds like an interesting...
It is about the dark and seedy underbelly of athletic, competitive tickling competitions.
That is not true.
Todd? It absolutely is.
You are telling tales out of school, Joe.
All right. We'll talk. That one gets my highest recommendation. The National Lampoon's one was really good, like, especially if you're a fan of, like, comedy in the 70s, Chevy Chase, Saturday Night Live from that era, National Lampoon's Vacation, Caddyshack, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that stuff in there, like where those things got their roots from. Animal House, things like that. But the Tickled one is, it's real creepy. It's like an edgier seat sort of thing.
Did Yaki make an appearance?
No. That is the throwback of all throwbacks.
Do you believe I know that?
I'm shocked that you just reawakened something inside of me by bringing up Yaki the Tickler.
I remember Yaki the Tickler.
Oh, boy.
What?
Sadly, so do I.
Yaki the Tickler. And then I'm surprised with all the the documentaries you watch, you didn't the search for General So.
You know what? It like that one's on the list of like a dozen documentaries, but it was one of the podcasts I listened to, the guy had just watched the Big Bird one, and Big Bird was on Amazon. One of the podcasts that I listened to, the guy was like, oh, hey, I just got done watching the National Lampoon's one. It's on Netflix now. I'm like, oh, it's on Netflix now. And then the Tickled one just came up on HBO Go within like the last couple days.
I was going to say on Hustler streaming.
Well, anywho. But it's like, oh, these are the new ones that I'd been just heard about, you know, and like now they're reawakened in my head.
Right, just like Yaki.
Right, Yaki the Tickler. I don't want to attempt to do the Fred impersonation of Yaki the Tickler from his tickling video, or the Artie impersonation of Yaki the Tickler. But, yes.
I can't believe, how many times have we said Yaki the Tickler on here?
Not enough. Hopefully this gets us on a list.
I'm already on a few lists for some of my phone calls and texts, but that's a whole other story.
All right. So we have what's on the docket for next week's Gallifrey Birds. And is there anything else we need to after dark it up?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. So soon-to-be-named-network.com, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, longboxheroes.com. Thanks for listening. This was episode 122 of Longbox Heroes After Dark. And we will see you all here next week.